It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Long Island's Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is pushing an initiative to recruit armed civilians he says will train to respond in the case of an emergency. This even though Nassau County is frequently named one of the safest counties in the country by places like U.S. News and World Reports. Joining us now is Candace Ferretti. She's a staff writer at Newsday covering politics and government. Candace, I got to start off here. What has Blakeman shared about this initiative and what questions remain this morning?
Hi, good morning. Mr. Blakeman has placed an advertisement in Newsday's classified section last month. He didn't actually hold a press conference or provide a formal press announcement in any way, but he called for gun owners in the county, preferably former law enforcement and military veterans ages 21 to 72, to join a database that would be mobilized in the event of an emergency to secure critical infrastructure, he says. He would provide training, and those volunteers would sign waivers, releasing the county from any liability, and they would be provided with $150 a day. And this would happen if the county executive declared an emergency. It just remains an open question as to what kind of an emergency he would mobilize or deputize these citizens for.
That's exactly what my question was, dear Candace. Has he said why he feels Nassau County needs this? The county already has police and volunteer auxiliaries.
Yes, safety has been a cornerstone of this county executive's administration. There's a stepped up police presence that has been felt in the last 2 years all over county buildings, and particularly since the war began between Israel and Gaza, there has been a heightened sense of insecurity in Nassau County, where the police force is more than 2,500 officers strong, and is home to several New York City police and first responders as well. So he wants to make sure that there is a database available to call on in the event of an emergency. And he has this sort of idea that this is necessary in, particularly at this time, even though this is something that has never been done, although legal and on the books.
Candace, it sounds as if, based on what you've said, in terms of recruiting people with military experience, he's going after people who have some experience with law enforcement type situations, may know how to handle a gun. Do we know anything about who else he's trying to recruit with this?
We don't. There have been lots of people who have waged allegations at him. He has recently appealed emotionally to the more far right constituents of the Republican Party. He is a Republican himself, and if there's any indication that he's trying to emotionally appeal to that voting bloc, he's done many spots on conservative talk radio and television programs that make it very clear where his position is politically.
Candace, what has the Nassau County Legislature had to say about this at all? Does it have a chance to vote on this, to reject this, or is this strictly up to Blakeman?
This is sort of an executive order, although not formalized. They don't actually, it never went through the legislative process, which is the most curious thing about it. He's gotten a ton of criticism from the Democratic minority on the county legislature, and he and the minority leader, legislator Delia DeRidgey-Witten of Glen Cove, have been in really a war over the last week and a half over this idea.
Candace, I have to ask you, what's the public reaction to this, and have any state leaders spoken out about this?
No state leaders. I have not gotten a response from Governor Kathy Hochul's office. I have gotten many, many emails, though, and a lot of feedback on the three stories that I've written about this so far. Sort of mixed reactions. Lots of experts are concerned that this would put more guns out there. It would give authority to people who they don't want to have that kind of police power, even in the event of an emergency. Other people have said, where do I sign up? This is a great idea. So it's really been a mixed bag. We tend to skew a little more Republican these days in Nassau County, but there are many, many questions remain, even from, you know, hard right Republicans who have reached out to me personally.
And Candace, quickly, when does this start?
So training has begun this week, Mr. Blakeman has said, and he expects to have the first group trained and capable of being mobilized by the end of May. Again, he has said that this is a database that he's gathering together, and he hopes to, quote, never have to use it. But that still doesn't alleviate the worries of a lot of groups like gun advocates, the NAACP, communities of color, frankly, that believe that, you know, this will create a lot of fear in their communities for over-policing. So
Candace, we'll have to leave it there. Our guest has been Candace Ferretti, staff writer at Newsday. Candace, thank you.
Thanks so much.